Today's daf is daf chof, the sechet shvuot. We're starting, I think we should start again, from the Mishnah at the beginning of the perek shlishi. Five dollar helik a perek. Shvuot shtayim shein arba. Getting back now to the first Mishnah that listed the four cases where we have shtayim shein arba, two of which are in the sugya, in the parsha of the Torah, of korban olah ve'oreh. So we did Yidiot HaTumah, which is in that sugya, and Shvuei Shtayim, now we begin, which is the main meat of the Masechta. We finished up the Yidiot HaTumah, which the Gemara originally said in the first parak, is, relatively speaking, a minimal amount of material. Now we can get into the Shvuei's issue. So you'll recall that Shvuei's are many different types of Shvuei's. We have the Shvuei on Shmias Kol, and we have the Shvuei of Kvirat Pikadon, and we have Shvua Sheker, we have Shvua Shav, that is mentioned in the Luchot, we have, of course, the Shvua Tadayanim, that is part of the whole Inyanim of Nezikin. And so now we're talking about the Lahara Lahetiv, that is the Inyan of Shvua Sheker, the Rekorban of Yared, and we begin expanding on that piece in the Sugya of the first Mishnah that we had in the Masechta. Shvua Shtayim Shein Arba, Shvua She'ochal V'Shelo Achal. So the two that are given are Lahara or Lahitiv, which means I'm committing myself to do something which is bad for me, or committing myself to do something which is good for me. This is in terms of the future, a commitment to do. So I commit myself to do something. I'm either going to eat, which is viewed as to be good to myself, or to starve myself. I won't eat, which is to be bad to myself. Nowadays, most people would say the opposite. Or I can make a shame arba, which is by extension. We'll see where we get this extension for, is in the past. She'achalti v'shelo achalti. And that we learned out of Libet Rabbi Akiva, as we mentioned before. We have a riboy to tell me that even shvuala she'avar is also included, even though it seems to be a completely different type of shvua. One is a commitment to do something or not to do something, and the other one is to confirm the veracity of something, which is irrelevant to the other type. Nonetheless, the pasuk is marba two that extend those four in the sense of la ra leitev in the past. I did something good for myself, or I did something bad for myself. Furthermore, this was Rabbi Akiva. Furthermore, says Rabbi Akiva that in a case where a guy says shvua shelo ochal v'achal, even though he only ate kol shehu, normally the shiur we know of achila is a shiur of a kizayit, nonetheless it would be chayiv, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amrulo the Rabbi Akiva, heichan matzino ba'ochel kol shehu shechayav shezechayav. Where did we ever find an example where the Torah asers achila and is mechayiv for an achila of a kol shehu? It either requires a shiur of a kizayit or an actual birya. Omar lam Rabbi Akiva, v'chi hechan matzinu b'medabero mevi korban, sheze medabero mevi korban. I can ask you the same question. If you think that this din of Shavua is an expression of the dinim of the Torah of Isra Achila, who ever heard of such a thing? You're making a statement, being b'chai of a korban on that statement. So memela, clearly we're talking about something that is defined by the statement. If shalom chal means I won't put something in my mouth and swallow it, then that's what it means, whatever that is. Ask the Gemara. The mashma'ut over here is that when you're saying shavua she'ochal or shavua she'lo ochal, that you're talking, of course, about a shavua which is the opposite of the shavua she'ochal. She'lo ochal. So shavua she'ochal must mean a shavua that I shall eat. But is that true? V'ramini, does it not say shavua lo ochal lach? Shavua she'ochal lach. Or lo shvua shelo ochalach. I make a shvua I will not eat by you. A shvua what I eat by you. Well, what I don't eat by you is not a shvua, which implies what I do it by you is a shvua. Any of these three cases are usher. So that includes the case of it shall be a shvua what I eat by you. So why are we interpreting here shvua she'ochal to be a shvua that I will eat by you? Omer Abaye, li'olam de'achil no mashma. It is indeed mashma that I will eat. So what about the case there in the Mishnah? Lokash kan b'misarvin bo le'echol, kan b'shein misarvin bo le'echol. It depends on the context. The context always gives us an insight into the meaning of the word. So if they're misarvin bo le'echol, people have been pushing him to eat. And he keeps answering them and saying, I don't want to eat, I don't want to eat. So that's one situation. The case over here in our Mishnah is just a man gets up and says, it's a shvuah that I will eat. So over there we take it to mean, the matnitin, b'shein misarvin b'lachol, we take it to mean exactly what he's saying. But the other case of the Tosafot says it doesn't make sense to say a braita. Why would we bring a braita where this case appears actually in the Mishnah? But he changes this word to braita. But in any event, the other case is talking about misarvin b'lachol. They're pressing him to eat. And he keeps saying, look, I don't want to eat. I'm telling you, I don't feel like eating. I don't want to eat by you. And he finally says, Shavua Shochaz. What does that mean? It means what I eat should be usher as a Shavua. But without that context, it wouldn't mean that. So then the Chimishtavea, when he takes that Shavua, what he's trying to say is, Shavua Shochaz. It shall be a Shavua if I eat by you, meaning I won't eat by you. But it's all contextual. Ravashi says over there, the way to read the Mishnah was, not Shavua She'ochal, but Shavua She'iochalach. Now, I'ochalach is a sort of strange Pentagonese language. You know, my non-eating. Just say, I won't eat. So, therefore, it's coming to tell me that even that lashon of I'ochal is considered to be Shalo Ochal. So, I'ochi ma'ilamei, and then it's Sarachinish, is it? It is, because ma'adatei melishtei, the tkilalei. Since it's not the normal way of expressing oneself, I may think it's a slip of the tongue. Shavua she'ochal, meaning. And therefore we shouldn't interpret it as a clear lashon of shvuah. And it shouldn't answer him. From mashmalan that it's nonetheless sufficiently clear to make the shvuah. Tana Rabbana, when you use the word mifta, that is a different way of saying shvuah. So you're saying mifta she'ochal. Now the reason that it's used as a word for shvuah is because that is precisely the word that the Torah uses in the parsha of the Korban Olah V'Yareh. So it says over there, L'chol asher yivate ha'adam b'shvuah. So livate apparently is to express oneself. In the context of this sukkah is a reference to a shvuah. So if he uses the word mifta, that's a shvuah. If he uses the word isar, that's also a shvuah, because it says, Kol shvuat isar la'anot nafesh. So apparently, isar is also contextually shvuah-oriented. Now here's how Rashi learns this rather strange gemara. Isur isar, the isur of the isar that we just described, im ata omer isar shvuah chayav. If you believe that isar is a shvuah, so then it's chayav. V'im lav patur. But if you don't think that, then it would be patur. To which the Gemara says, what? What do you mean, im ata omer isar shvuah? If you believe isar, you just said it is. You start off by saying isar shvuah, and then you say, well, if you think it's a what is that supposed to mean? V'amarta isar shvuah. You just finished saying a statement that the word isar is usable as a language for shvuah. So how can you turn around and say, if you think that's true? Omre b'yachitam. No. What it's saying is this, mifta, that's straight out a shvuah. Now, isar is not actually directly a shvuah. Again, this is how Rashi learns. We'll see there's very different interpretations. Let's take Rashi first. Isar is actually not the same thing as making a shvuah. Isar is the same thing as taking one issue and saying, this shall be the same as that. So let's say a guy says, I will eat pancakes during the next 24 hours with a shvuah. And then he says, and I want to make this glass of beer the same as those pancakes. That's called atfasa. He's now attaching the beer to the pancakes, attaching a new item to something which is already the object of a shvuah. This isar is the equivalent of the attachment to an existing shvuah, even though there is no existing shvuah. Because when I say isar, what I'm saying is I want to give this the din that I would give to a shvuah if I had made a shvuah. So it's not a direct shvuah. He's putting on it whatever halacha would be the din of a hatfasat to a shvuah.
Although there is no shvuah.
Right. In other words, since, we'll see, he gets this for the pasuk, that isar bishvuah means that isar always relates something else to a shvuah. So in other words, this is a theoretical linkage to a theoretical shvuah. So therefore, it's saying, if you are of the opinion, ima ta omer, that there is indeed such a set of objects as mitvas b'shvua, so then indeed that would be the equivalent of kemotzi shvua mipiv dami. And if you hold that, then it would be chayiv. But im lav, if you don't hold that, if you have that, you hold that mitvas b'shvua is not kemotzi shvua mipiv dami, so then it would be patur. Now, this is certainly an extremely weird way of, for many reasons, as Tosis points out. But the Tana never does this. The Tana comes and tells you something. He doesn't say something and say, well, if you hold this, then it'll be that, and if you hold that, then it'll be this. This is just not acceptable as a way of speaking in a bright. Furthermore, let's continue in the sugya and see how strange Rashi's pshat has to force itself to accommodate things. All of which Tosis points out. Now, what makes us say that the word miftah is a direct shvua? Fiktiv onefesh kiti shava levate besvatai. Well, I mean, if that's your proof text, so then the same proof text is available for Isar. Isar nami dechtiv kol neder v'chol shvuat Isar. That's the same thing as tishava levate. Here it's shvuat Isar, right? So, I mean, there's no reason to view them in a different light. Ella, I'll tell you, what makes me say that you're, I mean, I'm suggesting, this must be, you must mean. Now, what makes you say that Isser is only considered to be the equivalent of Atfasa? Dechtiv o Asra Isar al Nafsha bishvu'a. So, in other words, there had been a shvu'a, you extended that shvu'a to make an Isser on yourself, right? No. That doesn't work either, because I could find exactly the same language about Isar, about Miftah, rather. Miftah Nami. It says, L'chol asher yivatei ha'adam bishvu'ah, which could also be read to imply that there's an existing shvu'ah, and now you're trying to be mivateh ahatfasa to an existing shvu'ah. So I don't see what prejudices you to look at Miftah as an original shvu'ah, and to look at Isar as an adjunct, and a hatvasa to a shvua. Elam Rabaye, I'll tell you, the reason that he learns that miftah is a shvua is because it says the following passage. Now here we are in Matot, and we're reading the din of what happens when a single woman now goes ahead and gets herself mikudesha. So it says over there, if she will be to a man, and she has standing nedarim on her, or she has standing expressions, miftah, of her lips, that achieved some iser on her. Now what do you mean, an expression of her lips? Why doesn't it say a shvua? I mean, obviously over here, the word and expression of her lips is taking the place of the word shvua. Therefore, it must be primary. So it has to be a synonym for shvua, because it doesn't say anything about a shvua. Vilu shvua lo ka'amar. So it doesn't say anything about a shvua. Then we're left to conclude that b'may asra atzma. What does the pasuk say? What created this isar al nafsha? B'mifta. Obviously, the mifta itself is a shvua.
What isar itself? Anything to do with?
My dear president. In order to be able to follow this sugya, one must be there from the beginning of this sugya. When one walks in the middle of this sugya, it's no wonder that it doesn't seem to be making much sense. However, the part that you missed, unfortunately, did make it clear that the word isar is the hatfasa to a shvur. So if I use the word isar, I want this to be isar. That means it should be the equivalent of a mutfas l'shvua.
Does the word isar have to do with asur?
It has to do with isur, but it means this extant isar, which leads to the isur. Yeah, that's what we're saying, that it around about leads to isur, by connecting it to an existing shvua, or to the theory of shvua. Yes. Thank you. That was an important clarification. Now, so this is a Abaye's approach. Now, again, what Abaye's approach seems to be now, the way that Rashi is learning, is to leave open the question about whether Atfasa is or is not valid, correct? Because he says the most that the Tana will commit himself to is that if Isar is anything, it's Hatfasa. Now, you have to make up your mind what the din is about Hatfasa. So, first of all, that's weird. But secondly, it's saying now that that's Abaye's approach to the Tana. And yet, we're going to see in a moment that Abaye himself conclusively says that Hatfasa is Isar and is an actual Shvua. And here, Abaye's claimed that the Tana left it up in the air. But let's see what the alternatives are. Now, Rava Amar, Rava says, no, I don't like that approach. Why don't I like that approach? Because it's leaving open the possibility of Hatfasa being a valid Shvua, but I don't believe that Hatfasa is considered to be a Shvua. So, Li'olam Emelacha, I would say to you that Isar cannot be Hatfasa, because Mitvas B'Shvua is never Kemotzi Shvua Mipiv Dami. And therefore, the strange language about Isar, Isur Isar, is to be understood as follows. Mifta is a Shvua. Isar is Nami, a Shvua. But you must look at the context of that word when you use it. Because the Isur of the Isar, so the Asrei, the Isar, was specifically left vague in the Torah. How? Because Yitilo HaKatuv Be'Neder L'Shvua. The Torah specifically puts it in the middle of a pasuk, surrounded by the words Neder and surrounded by the word Shvua. Therefore, it is not necessarily one or the other. It all depends on how it is said. Now, you will recall that the fundamental difference between a Neder and a Shvua is that a Neder is on an object. It changes the state of the object. This piece of meat is prohibited for me. It's as if it's chazer. Of course, that wouldn't be a good neder because you can't create chazer. But you could say it's as if it's a korban. I'm not allowed to eat it. Whereas a shvua has to do not with the object, but with oneself. So that is an iser gavra, as it's called. So the person is saying, I will not eat that meat. But there's no impact on the meat whatsoever, which leads to immense differences in technicalities and so on. But it's a whole different way of creating Yisurim. Therefore, it depends. Hotzi'o b'loshen neder. So if you use the word Isar as a neder, how would you do that? You would say, this meat is alai b'Isur, b'Isar. So then alai always means that it is like a carbon, which is alai. That's always the way that we use. It is a burden upon me of Isr, meaning that it lies in it. If you say it as a Shvua, you say, Isar she'ochal. So then that's considered to be a Lashon of Shvua. You're not mentioning anything that resembles a element of Neder. So then it's a Shvua. That's all that he meant to say. But certainly there's no such thing as Mitvas, the Shvua, at all. By the way, where is that pasuk? That sounds interesting. You're claiming that Isar is midway between Neder and Shvua. Where? Hekanitilo. Right here. It says, Ve'im Beit Isha Nadara, Neder. O Asara Isar al Nafsha, Isar. Bishvua, there you go. Nadara, be Isar. Shvua, Isar. So that Isar could be either way. And that's what the Tana is trying to bring out. Just because there's a Miftah is definitely a Shvua. But Isar is contextually dependent. It might be a Shvua, it might be a Neder. That's what the Tana is saying. In these two Pshatim, says the Gemara, we now see that Abaye and Rava are following the Shittot that they have all over. The Azdulatamayu. Where is their Machloket all over between Rava and Abaye about the subject of Atfasa? Right here. Matvis Vishvua. Somebody who is matfis one thing and the other, the beer in the meat, so he is kemotzi shvua mipiv dami. You could see that it's mitzoy Shabbat, chazon. Why is everybody talking about beer? So it must be, this is the reason that Abaye was interpreting the braita as hatfasa, whereas Rava Amar left kemotzi shvua mipiv dami, you see? That's exactly why he refuses to interpret the braita as talking about a case of hatfasa b'shvua. Now, this is another one of Tosfos' problems. Where in the world did Abaye ever say that Hatvasa is a Shvua? The way Rashi is learning, all Abaye said was that the Tana left up in the air the question of Hatvasa. If you hold that Hatvasa is a Shvua, so then Yisar is a Shvua. If you don't hold Hatvasa is a Shvua, so then Yisar is not a Shvua. So what does it take? Azul Tamayu? As if Abaye was stating a personal opinion over here, which is something that is a shita elsewhere. That's very, very weird to make that the Tamayu. Because of this, Tosis rejects Rashi's pshat completely. There's no Oz de la Taime. It's so unlike any other case of a Mishnah of Braita for a Tana to be claiming to tell you halacha and then saying, well, it sort of depends what you believe about that. You know, there's no other example of such a thing. And he has other problems, which are Girsa problems, which we don't have. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam says an entirely different explanation. Similar to Rashi's, but what he's saying is that mifta, it means indeed like Rashi says, the word mifta that is written in the Parsha, not the word mifta stam, that word is referring to a guy who made a shvua b'lashon mifta. But the word isar that is mentioned in the Parsha is not referring to someone who made an isser with a shvua. It's referring to someone who was matvis in a shvua. And therefore, all that it's saying is, if he, what the continuation is meant to say is, if that hatvasa b'shvua exists, so then the hatvasa is chal. But if there, in other words, if there's a shvua, so then there's what to be matvis in. But if there never was an original shvua, then there would be nothing to be matvis in. And that's the difference. A primary shvua doesn't require a referent. A hatvas and a shvua requires a referent. That's all that it's saying. So in other words, Abaye is 100% committed to understanding the meaning of the Braita as referring to Hatvasa. And it's referring to the word Isar used in the Torah. It says that word Isar is a reference to a man who is matfis. So therefore, im ata omer matfis b'shvua, meaning, if you have already stated a shvua and made possible Hatvasa b'shvua, then Isar will be Hatvasa to said shvua. But if you never made the Hatvasat to a Shvua, with this Tosfos also avoids the absurdity of creating a case that is called Hatvasat without a Shvua to be Matvis to, which is what Rashi is doing. Rashi is saying making a Shvua with an Isar is the equivalent of making a Shvua to Hatvasat, but without Hatvasat. What's that supposed to mean? So Tosfos avoids all of this. The Tana is not leaving anything open. Abaye isn't stating a possibility. We're not talking about a theoretical atvasa. We're talking about an actual atvasa, a reference to a case in the Torah where it says, Oi asar isur. And it's talking about in the Braita, if you do that, and you did make a shvua, then you could asar something with that shvua that you made. But if you had never made a shvua, you can't asar using the word isur, because isur is not a primary way of making a shvua. It's only a way of saying, I want this to be us or the way that was us. But if you don't have a that, then obviously you can't expand it. That's all that the Tana is trying to say. Now, Tosfos has another very fascinating approach, which actually answers the language problems a lot better than Rabbeinu Tam's approach. And that is, Isur Isar is a third case. If you say Isur to an Isar, so let's say you already assert something, b'hatvasa, right? So then, if you believe that hatvasa is the equivalent of a primal shvua, primary shvua, then a third order hatvasa is no different than a second order hatvasa, because all you've done is extended the original shvua one step further. You could extend it ad infinitum, because each new hatvasa becomes the equivalent of a primary shvua. But if you hold that a matvis b'shvua is not like a shvua, meaning not that it's not us, of course it's us, but it's not the equivalent of a primary shvua, then the secondary shvua can't be utilized to create a tertiary shvua. That's all that it's saying. That's beautiful. The language is perfect. And that way he's not stating any question about whether there's hatvasa b'shvua. He's only leaving open the question of whether the din of hatvasa is the equivalent of the primary. Okay. So it turns out now that according to Rava, there's no such thing as a matvis. Therefore, he gives an entirely different explanation to the case, to the what the Braita is saying. So Rava is saying, Lav kamotzi shvua mipiv dami meitve, asks the Gemara against Rava's shita from the following Braita. Ezeu isar ha'amur batorah. Omer hare alai shelo ochal basar. A guy accepts on himself not to eat basar, or shelo eshtayayin, I won't drink wine, ki yom shemet bo aviv, like the day that his father died, and he had accepted on himself to make a tanit every year on that yahrzeit, or ki yom shemet bo ploni, or ki yom shene'erag bo Gedalia ben Achikam, or like the day that Gedalia ben Achikam died, or ki yom shera'a Yerushalayim bo churbana. So all of these things, he had been mekabel on himself. We'll get to it. Asur. V'yomar Shmuel, how is it asur? V'hu shenandur uba me'oto hayom. If there existed a neder that he had made from that day, when he saw Yerushalayim b'chur banar, when his father died, or when he heard that Gedaliah had been murdered, so then, that is the isar ha'amur batarah. So in other words, what is Shmuel saying? That we're talking about Hatfasa. Saying the Farish, we're talking about Hatfasa. Now, it's true that Shmuel is clearly not talking about Hatfasa to a Shvua. Shmuel is talking about Hatfasa to a Neder. And Rava never argued about Hatfasa of a Neder. Of course there's Hatfasa as a Neder. As we'll see, that's primary in Neder. I mean, that's Korban. Ki Korban. Kainim. The essence of neder is essentially a form of hatvasa. But nonetheless, what bothers now the Gemara, says Tosfos, is the fact that we have to explain the word isar as a form of hatvasa. Why would we talk about it as a form of hatvasa? Because according to Rava, it's not talking about a form of hatvasa at all. This runs completely counter to the way Rava was arguing with Abaye. So Bishlam al Abaye, according to Abaye, you could say that in the same way that Isar, in reference to Neder, would be Hatfasa, so mitim matfis, but Neder, Neder, so then undoubtedly Shmuel's opened the door here, I mean, to understanding the Braita, that matfis b'shvua shvua. But according to Rava, I mean, Rava is saying why would we be talking about Hatfasa at all? Kasha. Ormelacha Rava, says Rava, treats ve'imach. He's going to have to explain this Tana is not referring to Hatfasa at all. The Tana is referring to the Neder written in the Torah. The Tana is saying this. Ezehu isar neder amur batorah. As I just pointed out to you, the Torah talks about isar in the context of Neder. Im beit isha nadara vasra isar. Okay? What is that talking about? How does one make that Isser Neder? One makes an Isser Neder, fascinatingly, this is what Rava is saying, one makes an Isser Neder only by having a referent that is Osir. So in other words, you can create a Neder out of whole cloth. A Neder can only be an extension of an existing Isser in the Torah. Therefore, you'll notice that a strange mystery, for the first time, is cleared up. That mystery has to do with why the Gemara constantly seems to, and the Pasuk as well, seems to confuse Nidre Isur with Nidre Hegdesh. Nidre Hegdesh is the guy who makes something Hegdesh. That's called Nidorim. What in the world does that have to do with Nidre Isur, where a guy's trying to make something Asra on himself? Bineder. And the entire Sugya of Nidorim talks about the way to make a neder is by saying korban or konem or konech and so on and so on. What does that mean? Why is that true? Rava finally is clearing this up. Rava is saying, you know why it's true? Because there's no other way to make a neder. If it hadn't been that the Torah gave you the option of creating an iser on an animal by turning it into hegdesh, and that's up to you to say. When you say that, the animal becomes aser. Once it gave you that primary option, it allows you to extend other things into that Isser. Therefore, but it's the only way you could do it.
In
that construct. So therefore, if you say, this piece of meat is a lie like a carbon, fine, that you can do. But you can't just say this piece of meat is also a lion. Ask the Ron, half of Maseches Nedarim talks about saying this piece of meat is also a lion. How can you say that you can't make an eder by saying a lie isar? How could Rava say such a thing? Explains the Ron that Rava is telling us that all other Nedarim are chal because of Yadayim. You'll recall that when you make a statement that implies a neder, that's enough. You don't have to say the whole neder. So even though technically you need to be matvis this neder in hegdishers, in other words, the first neder needed to use hegdish. Now, all the dharma after that could be referenced to other nedarim. Yes, but it's clear that there could never be a neder if there hadn't been nidrei hegdish. Okay, so all nedarim are yadayim, essentially. Unless you say Beferish Koinim, so you're making it like Nidrei Hegdash. Fine. So that is not Hatfasa, literally, because it's not that I have something that I'm actually, that I created. But the fact is that there is a concept of my ability to create. That, yes, 100%, Benadorim. It's not coming to talk about our Sugya and explaining that Isar is Hatfasa. It's saying, how does one create the Isar Neder? Not how does one use the word isar. So then it's saying, says Rava, Hare alai shelo ochal basar, v'shelo eshte yayin, kiyom shemet bo aviv, kiyom shenerag bo ploni. And Shmuel explains, well, of course, the point over here is that you're using something that isn't usher, so how could you use it as now your referent for a neder? V'hu shenador, bami ato ayom. It would have to be that you had already accepted upon yourself that day as a neder.
I'm unclear, this is a question. It seems to be a shvua structure, and we're talking about neder.
What's the shvua structure?
I'm not going to eat meat today because it's a sad day.
No, he's assering the meat.
Assering meat, I'm saying meat is...
Right.
Not that I will not eat
this is a general problem. Remember that throughout Maseches Nedarim, throughout Maseches Shavuos, the Gemara and the Tanoim and Amoraim leave it to us to adjust the Lashon to make it work for Neder or Shavuos as required. They're not makpid in how they say it. Right? So this is Neder, even though it's exactly right. Okay. So therefore, it's saying that's the Lashon of Isser Neder itself. That's the Iker Lashon of Neder. Okay? So if you say Hare Alai, fine. So in other words, he's making now this day Kiyom Shemet Bo Avi. Says the Gemara, I didn't finish. My Taima, Omar Kro, Ish Ki Yidor Neder La Hashem. What do you mean Yidor Neder? Obviously, Yidor is a Neder. That's what the word means, Ki Yidor. So it must mean Ach Yidor Neder. You can only be noder where there is a dover hanador. But if there's no dover hanador, so then you cannot make that neder. Says the Gemara, so I don't understand. So then why mention kiyom shemet bo aviv? I mean, that's, what do I care? You give me a list. The list is completely meaningless. If you're telling me there exists a neder that I made, that all meat is usher to me on this day, do I care whether it's because it's the day your football team lost, or it's the day his father died? What, it's going to be less of a netter because it's his father? Do we have to better his father or somebody else? What do I care? It's because the aliens are chasing you. It says the Gemara, so then it's Pshita. No, it's not Pshita, because you'll notice one of those days was Kiyom Shnerag Bo Gedalia Ben Achikam. But that day is usher on you to eat, even if you hadn't made a neder, you see, because it's a ta'anit. Now, if that's the case, I mean, are you going to say that if somebody says, this meat is usher to me like chazir, that's not a neder? Because you can't make something into chazir. You can only say this is an usher to me on something that's up to me. Is Gedalia ben Achikam up to you? You're saying you made a neder. And if you hadn't made a neder, it would have been usher anyway. So Gedalia ben Achikam is strichala, you see. Because Salka da'atech, I might have thought, now that's not going to work. Because Kivan, dechilona darnami asur. Since even if you hadn't made a neder, it would have been usher to eat on that day. So then using that as your neder, nadur, kidor, neder. So kinodar nami lo ave ale isur. And it's not called mitzvah spenedar. Kamash malan, that nonetheless, that's okay. Now there's a whole big question of girsaot. Nonetheless, that's okay because Gedalia ben Achikim is only derabbanan, and your neder is the oraita, and therefore it's chal. Or it's okay because anyway a neder is chal on a dvar mitzvah, and therefore who cares whether it would be the oraita derabbanan, which is what Rashi taines, which many argue about, because the question is whether you can aser things in a dvar mitzvah, only be machayev things which are already a dvar mitzvah, and many other variations on that. But again, it's mostly sugyas that are nagei masechet nedarim. We don't have to go into it here, other than to mention the girsa issue. Okay, so now we have two very, very different approaches. I'll leave it a rava. What we're talking about over here is the way to make a neder. Nothing to do with our sugya bichlal. According to Abaye, we're talking about the way which you make a shvua. It's coming to tell me now the fact that the din of isar is a type of hatfasa, and therefore there's different ways of doing that. According to Tosis, perhaps a tertiary neder, question of whether there already exists a shvua, rather, question of whether there already exists a shvua. According to Rava, we never even raised that issue at all, because there ain't no such animal. Again, according to Tosis, clearly Rava's not arguing about the very concept of hatfasa b'neder. It's clearly hatfasa b'neder. V'af Rabbi Yochanan sabal al hada Rava. Now, it's interesting that Rabbi Yochanan also holds that if you said an iser as a lashon of iser, so which is Rava's approach, the contextual iser, that iser is indeed the lashon shvua is a shvua, because the chiyata Rav in Omer Rabbi Yochanan, if a guy says mifta lo ochala, isar lo ochala shvua, you see that he's learning that you can be motzi a shvua the lashon isar if that's the way that you say it. On the other hand, had you said a lie, then it would have been an error. Kiyanta Rav Dimi Omer Rav Yochanan. Now we begin very important exploration of the makaris of the different types of Isurei Neder. So as we introduced in the Mishnah, we know that there are various Isurim. We know that there's the Lotishvu Vishmi B'Sheker, there's Lotis Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, there's the Lo Yachel Devaro, which is a reference across the board, to Nedarim, to Shavuos, you make a commitment, you must not be Mechalal, the things that you committed yourself to. It's not clear exactly, even though we know that the Sugya of Eilu V'Yoreh that talks about Laharao Leiti is a commitment neder. The extension, we're going to see where we get that extension from, but the extension of those Shnayim into Arba, into another type of neder completely. You'll notice that these are different types of Nedarim. As we've pointed out many times, there's the neder of a commitment of a shvua. I mean, there's a shvua of commitment, I'm going to do something or not do something in the future. And there is a shvua in which you're trying to swear to God that this is true, which is completely unrelated on the surface to that other thing. So the lahara olahetiv, which is the thing that the Torah speaks about the future in the sugya of Korban Eilu V'Yoreh, with all that's attached to it. That's clearly lo tishvu v'shmi l'shaker. Don't say you're going to do something and then lie about it. But it's also clearly lo yachel dvarov. You committed yourself to something. So lo tishvu v'shmi to lie. If you're going to be nishba v'shmi, then do it.
Don't make liars out of yourselves. So
yeah. No, don't make liars out of your shvua with my name. Don't use my name in a shvua that should turn out to be a lie and not done. There's also the Lo Achel Devaro. That's about your own words. That's not about me. It's two different issues here. Then there's a completely different type of shvua. At least it sounds like a different type of shvua, which is the shvuat shav. Vain. Now, vain. Vain means something which is meaningless. So either you swear about something that could not be. You swear that this guy is not really a human. He's a werewolf. That's a shvuat shav. You swear that an amud of kesef is really made out of zahav. Or You swear about something that could not happen. You will do something that's impossible to do. All of those things are just shooting off your mouth, casually using the Shev Hashem. It isn't really a commitment, and it isn't really a commitment to the veracity of something. Because everybody knows, and you know, that that is not true. That is the primary meaning of Shvuah Shav. Now the question is there really a difference between a Shvuah in the past, which is Sheker, and a Shvuah Shav? Because the truth is, if we know that it's false, then you might as well be saying that this guy's a werewolf. But what's the difference whether it's false because everybody knows it's false, or it's false because it happens to be that this is false, you claim you ate a chocolate cake and you didn't? It's still shove. You're just shooting off your mouth. So this is now what we need to get into. What is the relationship between the extended shvua into the past of shvua sheker and shvua shove? And what is its relationship to the shvua la'atid, la'ra, la'atid, which is the main shvua of the parsh of Karbonat Aviyari? So when Rav Dimi came now from learning with Rabbi Yochanan, he quotes Rabbi Yochanan as saying that if somebody says, commits himself to the future, ochal, or lo ochal, and he does the opposite of his commitment, so that is a sheker. The iser that he was over is as follows, azarate mihacha, lo tishbu'u bishmi lashaker. So don't use my name to swear just for the purposes of, in the end, not doing it. But if somebody says, achalti, and it wasn't true, he hadn't eaten that chocolate cake, or lo achalti, I did not eat that chocolate cake, and he did, that is a shvuah shav, because it contradicts reality. The contradicting reality has no meaning. And for that, you would be over on what it says in the Luchot. Lo tisa et shem Hashem Elokecha lashav. If you're talking about konamot, which is nedarim, lashon of korban, then none of this would apply. And if you're over on your neder, you would only be over the iser of lo yachel devaro. But of course, lo yachel devaro appears in the pasuk that discusses both neder and shvuah. Ish ki yidor neder lashem. Oh, ishava shvuah lashem. Lesor isar. Not lashem, sorry. Lesor isar al nafsho. Lo yachel devaro. There's also mitzvah aseh. So Tosi says, look, obviously you're also going to be over on Lo Yachel, on Shvuah. Gemara wasn't saying that you're not, and that Lo Yachel is only on Konamot. It's saying, on Konamot, the only possible Isser is Lo Yachel. But on Shvuah, you have these additional things. Besides Lo Yachel, you also have Lo Tishvuah, which means Lo Shaker, or you have Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Lo Kechal Hashav. Asks the Gemara, Meitvei, how can Rabbi Yochanan say that if it says beferish in the Braita, shav v'sheker echadi, that shav and sheker are both the same? And it sounds to me that what that means is that shav and sheker are both the same. My love, mida shav l'sheavar, af sheker naimi l'sheavar. That seems to be said. That the meaning of a shvuah sheker could only be in the past. But a shvuah that I will do something is not shvuah sheker. That would mean that the alma achalti, the lo achalti, is sheker. But not, as you're saying, the other way. So in other words, you're saying it's shav. It's not shav. It's sheker. You're saying the sheker is a reference to lo ra leitiv. No. The sheker is the shavar. I don't understand how Rabbi Yochanan can possibly argue on the brisa that's claiming that sheker is exactly what we thought it was, lying about what happened. How do you explain this? So only achalti, the lo achalti. What is the difference? Because we don't call it shav, because it's not obviously shav. Shav would have to mean that it's on its face. It is clearly a meaningless statement that nobody would take seriously. That's called complete hevel. It's absolute nonsense. And there's no mokum for it at all. But where he's swearing about something that we don't know, he's trying to persuade us that it's true. That's not shove. We would be persuaded until we find out otherwise. And then we find out that he lied, not that he said over a shove. So then that would mean that Shvua Lahaba, Lahara Leitev, you'd be over on Lo Yachel Devaro, but not like Rabbi Yochanan. It's the exact inverse of Rabbi Yochanan on both ends. Says the Gemara, now wait a minute. You're asking a question on me by jumping to conclusions. You're saying that since it says Sheker V'Shavas Echanu, therefore they must both be L'Shavar. I mean, but they wasn't talking about L'Shavar. Midi Ayri, you call that a proof? Hakirita. Sheker and Shav have different applications. Sheker is Le'atid, Shav is L'Shavar, and that's all it's saying is that they're the same. So what do you mean they're the same? They're not the same. So then why are you saying it's a Dover Echad? No, you misunderstood the whole thing. Dover Echad means Bidibur Echad Ne'emru. Sheker v'shav Bidibur Echad Ne'emru. Now, this is very weird. I mean, Bidibur Echad Ne'emru. Kiritanya. Zohar v'shamor Bidibur Echad Ne'emru. Now, obviously, Zohar v'shamor Bidibur Echad Ne'emru. That's because the luchos that are first reported in Yitro are different than the luchos of this coming week's parsha. So one says Zohar at Yom HaShabbat HaKadsho, and the other says Shemor at Yom HaShabbat HaKadsho. I mean, come on. But is there a contradiction between the luchot? Therefore, I understand that you have to say they were said as one statement, Ma she'ena peh yochol ledaber, Ma she'ena ozen yochol lishmo. A human mouth can't say two different things. Can't, a human ear doesn't hear two different meanings at once. Okay, fine. So the same thing is true to say about Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker. It sounds like nonsense. There's no difference in the luchot between Shvua Shav and Shvua Shav. They're both Shvua Shav. Lo tisa sheva shem lakecha la shav. So what would this mean? Hello?
So what's his
Dover Echad? Says the Rimi Gash, you recall our reference to Tosis very early on in the Masechta. This is no longer referring to Shvua at all. It's referring to Edut. One of the Luchot says Edut Sheker, and the other one says Edut Shav. So you see that Sheker and Shav. But Dibur Echad Ne'emru. Who said we're still talking about Shvua? Okay. Now the problem is that sort of breaks down in the continuation of the Sugis we'll see in a moment. And so the Ritva says that it's true what the Rimi Gash says. In other words, obviously it can't be just we're plucking it out of a hat to say B'dibur Echad Ne'emru. But what it means is based on the relationship of Sheker V'Shav that we find in Edut, that is also true, therefore, about the nature of Shav. That Shav and Sheker are related. And it's as if they said, the Luchos doesn't have to go around telling you every single time that this word was said as a dualism. If it explains to you that there's a dualism of Shav v'Sheker, then obviously you're going to apply it on your own. I mean, you're not a fool. So that what we're talking about is the application of Shav v'Sheker that occurs by Edut to the Din of Shvua. And therefore we have the advantages of the Rebbe Gash's Pshat without the disadvantages. Fine. Now, says the Gemara, but what is that supposed to mean? We don't make meaningless statements about philosophical dualism. I mean, when you're telling me the din of Zohar v'Shomer b'Dibur Echad Ne'emru, that has immense practical application. Very simple question. Does a woman have to make Kiddush or not? Well, the only way you know a woman has to make Kiddush is from the fact that one of the Luchos says Zohar and the other one says Shomer. Because if it had said Zohar, which is the Chiyuv of Kiddush, Zohar at Yom HaShabbat HaKadsho, then I would have said, that's a mitzvat asei. Women are not chayavot, and a mitzvat asei shazman gorma. And this is obviously hazman gorma, Shabbat. If it would have said shamor, I wouldn't have known there's a mitzvah of kiddush at all. But if I say zachor and shamor, then I'm telling you that the two are fundamentally related. And therefore, being as it's a given that women are usher in any lotas of Shabbat Torah, so they have to be shomer Shabbat, then they also have to be Zohar at HaShabbat. Very simple. Okay, there it makes a difference. What's the difference? Like Rav Ada Bar Abba. Yom Rav Ada Bar Abba, Nashim b'chayavot b'kiddush hayom dvar Torah. Is it chiyev d'oraita for women to say kiddush? Yom HaKro Zohar v'shamor, kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zechira, v'hani nashi, So they have a chiyuv now that I learn out from this supposedly philosophical issue. But this case, elahacha, about the sheker and shav, who cares? What are the practical implications? I mean, it bishleim if we were learning the way we did a moment ago, that the practical implications have nothing to do with this shav and sheker being b'dibur echad, but rather the chiyuv of shav and sheker both being l'shavar, fine. Then you're telling me immensely important things about what chiyuv is involved. But if you're telling me there's some theory of b'dibur echad nemru, you're going to have to give me a better explanation than that. By the way, there's a fascinating problem that arises from this Gemara that has led to a minhag among women to daven ma'ariv on Leil Shabbatot. And that problem is this. A woman who doesn't daven ma'ariv has a chiyuv d'oraisa to say Kiddush. A man who daven ma'ariv does not have a chiyuv d'oraisa to say Kiddush because he already said v'chulu in davening. Now he has a chiyuv d'rabbanan to say Kiddush ala kos. But how can he be motzi, a woman, her chiyuv d'oraisa, where he only has a chiyuv d'rabbanan? Because somebody... No, it's the... I mean, v'chulu is the...
You don't say it with
Eidus. You don't need Eidus. You don't need Eidus. Zachar is with Eidus. Nothing with Eidus. There's a problem. So because of that, some women go ahead and they say that they say.
At least we'll be in the same spot.
At least we'll be in the same spot. Then the husband can be Motsi, me, Tam Arvus. Because anybody can make a broch for anybody else, but he has to be Chayiv in that broch. If he's not Chayiv in that broch, he can't be Motsi somebody else in that broch. Well, there's plenty of ways out of it. The question is, what's the din of the Adlakas Neiris? Is that Kabbalah of Shabbos itself? An Indian of Habbalah? And there's also a question whether Lamaisa, once you're making the bracha, you have to give the bracha. So then Shomei Kaina, whatever it is that he's saying, okay, there's different types of being made to you. But anyway, you can see it's fascinating thing. Okay, but anyway, this case, I don't understand. If you're going to tell me here, what is it teaching me? It's teaching me that in the same way that there's Malkut on Shvuat Shav, there's also Malkut on Shvuat Sheker. Klape, where are you going, man? If anything, it's the opposite. You see, if I make a Shvuat that I will not eat something, and I go ahead and eat something, now that is something that I can see is a Chiyuv of Malkut. Because I was over on an Isser with a Maisa like anything else. But Shvua Shav, where all I did was say something, why would I be Chai of Malkus? I mean, at least one of the cases out of the four of the listed of the Mishnah, I could see that I'm Chai of Malkus on. But you're trying to teach me, and you're sure saying it backwards, that the same way it's a given that there's Malkus by Shav, there's Malkus by Sheker, if anything, it's the other way around. Okay, fine, say it the other way around. Just like it's possible, at least in the Sheker where he said, I won't eat, and he does eat, that he'll get Malkus. Kach loka nami al shav. Why not? Pshita, high love. Aren't they both Isurim? What's exactly the difference between one and the other? No, well, the difference is very much. Kiri omerle ruf papa la baye, you see. The only way that we know, in the end, that Shav really does get Malkus, even though there's no Maisa, and then in the end, by extension, we learn that out to Sheker too, is from the fact that in the Luchos it says, Ki lo yinakeh Hashem, God will not let off, will not cleanse somebody that is not Hashem al Shav. So we're Medayik later on, Hashem will not be Menakeh, but he'll let Bezdin be Menakeh, but giving you Malkus. From where we learned that there's a din of Malkus. Now, Rav Papa is going to say tomorrow, maybe it means Lo Yinak Hashem, Hashem will not allow anything to take off the horror that is coming to this man, including Malkus, therefore there is no Malkus. Maybe that's what it means. Therefore, we learn it the other way around to teach us that Ma'u Detemek and Yomel Rav Papa La'abaye. You might have thought that Rav Papa is right in his statement to Abaye when he said, maybe when it says Lo Yinak, it means Lo Yinak at all. Lo Yinak Klal. Kamash Malan, at least, Kirishani lay, as he explained, Lo yinake Hashem, avo beitin lokin uminakin. Here is a smach to that reality. If shav v'sheker v'dibur echad ne'emru, so now we know that just like there is shayach a malchus by sheker, there's shayach a malchus by shav. So then that means that the way to read the words lo yinake Hashem is exactly the way Abaye said, not the way Rav Papa said. QED, beautiful way of showing the impact of sheker on shav. Shvuot shtayim shein arba, shvua she'ochal v'shelo achal, she'achalti v'shelo achal, shvua she'lo achal v'achal, kol shehu chayav, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Omro l'Rabbi Akiva, eicha matzino b'ochel kol shehu shehu chayav, sheze chayav. Omro l'Rabbi Akiva, eicha matzino medaber u'mevi korban, sheze medaber u'mevi korban. L'menra, de'she'ochal de'achil namashma, yes, to eat. Does it not say shavua lo ochalach or shavua she'ochalach or lo shavua she'lo ochalach? You want that guy to scratch his head for the next 5 minutes while you get away. Also, Amra Abaye Leolam, of course the word she'ochal means she'achilna. Lo kasha kan b'misarvim bo le'echol. Ve'kabu she'en misarvim bo le'echol. Ze'en masnitin. She'en misarvim bo le'echol. Without any additional context, to say ochal means ochal. But the Braita, or the Mishnah, or Tosha says, is b'misarvim bo lecho v'koma, no. Lo achina, lo achina, d'chiko mishtavea, ochikoma. It shall be a shvua what I eat, and therefore it's shvua shelo ocha. Rav Ashi Amar, the way to read the Mishnah there is to read it shvua she'i ochala. Z'yochi ma'ila me'imra, because ma'ala tema, it's just a slip of the tongue. Lishne dit kivale, kamashman on. Tanu Rabba, mifta shvua, isar shvua, isur isar, imatomer isar shvua, chayav ila patur. Imata omer isar shvua, amarta. Isar shvua, amar bay alkin kama. Mifta shvua, straight out. Isar is mitvas b'shvua. So the Isar of Isar depends on your theory about mitvas b'shvua. Im ata omer mitvas b'shvua kavat yishvua b'piv da michayav, v'im lav patur. U'mimai de mifta z'shvua dechtiv o nefesh ki tishava levate b'sfatayim. So Isar should also be a primary shvua dechtiv kol neder v'chol shvat Isar. Ela, what are you going to tell me? That mimai de Isar mitvas b'shvua dechtiv o asra a'isar o nafshat b'shvua? Says the same thing, b'miftah nami aktiv, b'kol asher yivate adam b'shvua. Elo amar abayim, miftah shvua mi'acha, v'im hayot yele ish, unedorea aleha, o miftah shvate asher asral nafsha. Note that it leaves out the word shvua completely. So b'bay asratzva b'miftah, Rav amar, v'yolam emelecha mitves b'shvua, lav kemot shvua mitpiv dami, v'ochi koma, miftah ze shvua, Isser is also a shvua, but asrei de isri tiloakatuv beneder leshvua to tell you hotzio b'lashen neder b'lashen shvua shvua hechani tilo v'im beit isha nadara avasra isar al nafshat b'shvua v'yazulata ma'yodi itma matvis b'shvua b'yomer kemot shvua mipiv dami rov amar lav kemot shvua mipiv dami beitve. Eze Yisur Amur Batorah, Omer Arei Alay Shelo Ochal Basar, V'Shelo Eshte Yayin, Ki Yom Shebeit Bo Aviv, Ki Yom Shebeit Bo Ploni, Ki Yom She'Ne'erag Bo Gedalia Ben Achikam, Ki Yom She'Ra'a Yerushalayim B'Churbana Asur. V'Yomer Shmo, V'Hu, She'Nadur Uba Me'oto Hayom. So Bishlam Ala Abaye Mide Matvis B'Neder Neder, Matvis B'Shua Shua, Ela L'Rova Kasha. Omer Lach Rova, it's not talking about the case of Isar. It's talking about how to make a neder. Treats for Emehoki. Ezeo Isar neder omer betera. Omer arei alai, shelo achal basar, v'shelo eshte yayin, ki yom shemet po aviv, ki yom shenerag bo ploni, v'yomar shmo, v'hu shenad roba, miyoto ayon. My time, omer akra, ish ki yidor neder la'ashem, meaning she yidor, bedover a neder, dover a nadur. Ki yom shemet po aviv, I mean, why not? Pshita. Not, you're right, but kiyom shenerag ba gedalia ben achikam, that's a chiddush. Yatzar kadayt chamina kivet chilon adar nami yosu. So therefore, if kinod anami, it shouldn't be considered to be an iser, and it's not mitvis ben nederhu, komashma man, v'yaf Reb Yochanan tzavala ala derava, techiyata ravinam Reb Yochanan, mifta lo chalach, or isar lo chalach, shvu'a. Techiyata Reb Dimi am Reb Yochanan, o chav lo chal, that's a shvu'a sheker. And the Azor is me'achal, otishvu b'shmila shaker. Akalti v'lo akalti, that's a shvu'a shab. V'azorate me'achal, otisar shem ha'shem ha'lokecha l'sham. Konamot of Nidarim, on that you're only going to be over on Lo Yachel Devoro. Meitve Shav V'Sheker Echadin, which I assume means my love, Midashav L'Shavar of Sheker Nar Midashavar. Alma Achalti V'Lo Achalti is Sheker, not Shav. And indeed, Ochal V'Lo Ochal is not Sheker. It's just the equivalent of the Konamot, Lo Yachel Devoro. Nah, come on, midi aire. Hakirita, hakirita. So then, it doesn't mean anything. So, my dover echare. It means, bidibur echad nemru. Kiritania zocha v'shomar bidibur echad nemru. Mashena pe yocholad aber. Mashena ozin yocholad shmoa. I said, come on, what do you think? That's just some kind of weird mumbo jumbo. Bishle mahatam bidibur echad nemru. Teach us something. Kiravada barava. The Omer Ravada Barava Nashim Chayavot Bekidish Hayom Dvar Torah The Omer Akra Zohar V'Shamor Kosh Yeshla B'Shmira Yeshla B'Zechira Hani Nashi Ov Yitnu B'Shmira Yitnu Nami B'Zechira. Fine. But what would be the meaning of such a statement in the sugya of Neder Sheker and Neder Sham? L'Ochala Shvua. Keep doing that. Shvua Sheker Shvua Sham. L'Ochala Mayochata Mibayle. Shame shaloka al shav kachloka nami al sheker. Ha? Klapi laya. Ema, shame shaloka al sheker kachloka nami al shav. Well, why not? I mean, it's the same thing. I love. They're both Isser Dibur Bishwa. Well, ma the temi gramale with papa la baye. That lo yinakem means there's no way out. Klal. Kamashman kiddish shani lay.